Show. On FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
The South African Medical Association says a spike in road crashes this festive season is putting a strain on healthcare workers. There's been several fatalities on the roads in KZN today. In Vryheid, five people were killed in a head-on collision on Imondlo Road this morning. And on the N2 near Spaghetti Junction, two people died in a collision involving a minibus taxi. Paramedics who attended the scene say a third person has succumbed to their injuries in hospital. SAMA chairperson Dr. Mbuyisi Mzugwa says medical personnel, already overwhelmed by a shortage of staff, are being stretched thin.
All those are impacting negatively, especially on the low numbers that we have of healthcare workers. So you find that they are overwhelmed at this time because of those numbers that are coming in. You know, obviously we know the state of our healthcare system in terms of your equipment and stuff like that. We are in a serious trouble as we speak. So, you know, all these things are adding to the pressure and burnout that healthcare workers have been suffering for a very long time.
Mzu was urging motorists to be more cautious. And a search for a missing teenager has entered its second day in Port Shepstone on the south coast. Rescue workers say they responded to a drowning call at Sea Park Beach yesterday. The National Sea Rescue Institute's Craig Lambinen says it's believed the 18-year-old got caught in rip currents while swimming.
An NSRI rescue craft jet trip was towed to the scene with the NSRI rescue vehicle, while NSRI rescue swimmers, the South African Police Services, Medivac Ambulance Services and Police Search and Rescue responded. Police Search and Rescue are continuing in an ongoing search.
And abroad, a Chinese court has sentenced a teenage boy to life in prison for murdering his classmate. Three suspects, all aged under 14 at the time of the murder, were accused in April of bullying a 13-year-old classmate over a long period before killing him in an abandoned greenhouse. The grim details of the case drew public attention to how the law deals with juveniles accused of serious crimes. One boy was found guilty of intentional homicide this morning. Another boy was given 12 years in jail, while the third boy, surnamed Ma, whom the court found did not harm the victim, was sentenced to correctional education. Your top story this hour, the South African Medical Association says a spike in road crashes this festive season is putting a strain on healthcare workers. There's been several fatalities on the roads in KZN today. You can find more on these and other stories at ecr.co.za by clicking on the News and Traffic tab. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kanyi.